But now we present the final episode of Caroline, Queen of the Pirates, in a series in 13 parts in which Dave Windsor traces the history of the world's best-known offshore radio station, Radio Caroline. Episode 13 is entitled The Music into the 80s.
Loving the wilderness, Radio Caroline. Loving the music, Radio Caroline.
Good morning and welcome to another day's broadcasting from Radio Caroline 558. We broadcast from the Ross Revenge, anchored in international waters on the North Sea.
With the Ross Revenge safely at anchor off the coast of Frinton-on-Sea in Essex, test transmissions from the lady began on Caroline's old frequency of 319 metres, 963 kilohertz, in preparation for regular programming, which was to commence at 12 noon on Saturday, the 20th of August, 1983.
You're listening to a test transmission from Radio Caroline on 319 metres, 963 kilohertz. Our programmes commence at 12 noon tomorrow.
You're listening to a test transmission from Radio Caroline on 319 meters, 963 kilohertz. Our programs commence at 12 noon tomorrow. You're listening to a test transmission from Radio Caroline on 319 meters, 963 kilohertz. Our programs commence in precisely 9 minutes' time.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Radio Caroline on 319 meters, 963 kilohertz. I'm Tom, and for the next hour, I'd like to take you on a couple of musical journeys through the past two decades. We're going to start with the Zombies and She's Not There, and follow that with the Yardbirds with Heart Full of Soul. Caroline on 319. It's 3:15, and from myself, Tom Anderson, that's it from me. We're going out with Roxy Music, and then the Psychedelic Furs, and finally, we're going to have a little bit of John Lennon. After that, Andy Archer will be along to play some more music for you.
On 319 meters, with love, peace, and good music.
What can I say? A nice day. It's about 23 degrees out here. The sea isn't too bad, not unpleasant at the moment. And thank you very much indeed for all the people who came out to see us, and especially to Buster and Jean and Don and Teo, also Norbert and Chris and Keith and Paul, also John and Steve. Thanks for the champagne. I'd like to say hello to John Underwood and Sebastian and all the crowd from ITN. Nice to see you. Also the crowd from TVAM, and not forgetting Anglia Television, and Dave Kindred for all the support from the East Anglian Daily Times. We have an address which I'll give you in a moment. Before then, let me tell you, we played Fascist Groove Thang from Heaven 17, The Pretenders Back on the Chain Gang, The Beatles with Hello Goodbye, Tom Robinson sang War Babies, Steve Miller with Fly Like an Eagle, and Joni Mitchell in France They Kiss on Main Street. That address is Radio Caroline, Post Box 69504, Los Angeles 90069. The address once more, Radio Caroline, Post Box 69504, Los Angeles 90069. It's Caroline on 319.
This is Europe's first and only album station, Radio Caroline.
Before long, other DJs joined the Caroline family.
Peter Clark, Simon Barrett, Carl Kingston, Grant Benson, Scotty, Peter Quinn, Robin Ross, Andy Archer, Dixie Peach, Tom Anderson.
On Friday, the 20th of January, 1984, the Ross Revenge was to get her first taste of life as a radio ship. The ship's anchor chain broke in a Force 9 gale, and the vessel was grounded on a sandbank 2 miles inside British territorial waters. 5 days later, and in much calmer weather, the engines aboard the Ross Revenge were started, and Caroline sailed back to the safety of international waters and dropped anchor once again. On Friday the 27th of January, the first long-awaited commercials took to the air. In the months ahead, many more were to follow.
You've got to look, you've got to look. You've got to look, you've got to look. Ooh, you've got to look, I want to know better. You've got to look,
that's all together working, playing day or night. Jordache has the fit that's right.
Fantastic. What a fit. Ah, Jordache jeans, that's what's different. Look at that Jordache cut, that Jordache quality. Right now, I don't know what I like best about you. The way you look, or the way you look in your Jordache jeans. You've got the look.
You've got the look, I want to know better. You've got the look, that's all together. Jordache has the fit that's right.
Does your business require a fast, dependable courier service to pick up and deliver consignments to the world's major centers of business? Ensure the efficiency of your business. Insist on Priority Air Freight. Priority, make your priority our priority. Priority Air Freight is a member of the Association of International Air Couriers. History in the making. That's Newsweek. Newsweek, a weekly chapter in the history of the world. Buy Newsweek today.
Radio Caroline News, brought to you by Newsweek Magazine. That was Radio Caroline News, brought to you by Newsweek, the international news magazine.
Skaters, don't slip up and sit on the sidelines wishing and watching. Do you want to skate with the style and confidence of a champion? Then start feet first and jump into a pair of WEFA skating boots. WEFA make boots for all skaters, from beginners to Olympic and world champions. Join the exciting and glamorous world of ice skating in a pair of WEFA boots, the skates that put the poetry in motion.
From the coast of the Pacific, a touch of Hawaii, with the natural coconut sand, for a dark and beautiful tan.
May 1984 heralded the start of a new offshore station, and for the first time since the 1960s, Caroline faced real competition.
Good morning. I'm Rick Harris. I'm pleased to introduce you to a brand new radio station, All Europe Radio, Laser 558, where you're never more than a minute away from music. Starting now.
Do you have a Laser 558 button on your car radio? Well, then, here's how you can make one. First, tune your car radio.
Laser 558 introduced a fast, slick American music format to Britain and Europe from the Motor Vessel Communicator, anchored only a stone's throw away from the Ross Revenge. Although rivals on air, both stations enjoyed an extremely friendly relationship.
You have a Laser 558 button right at the first spot on your radio dial. Use it often.
Laser 558.
Broadcasting from international waters, this is All Europe Radio, Laser 558. It's 11 o'clock in the UK, 12 noon in Central Europe. In today's news, talks aimed at settling major strikes in the West German car industry begin today in Bonn. Cuba has withdrawn from the Olympic Games in Los Angeles. Iraq has pledged to step up air attacks on shipping in prohibited zones in the Gulf. And President Reagan's third defeat on his 1985 defense budget, the U.S. House of Representatives has voted to stop the testing of anti-satellite weapons. That's what's happening. I'm Jesse Brandon. Now more hit music on Laser 558.
Laser 558.
Home of the hits.
All hit radio, Laser 558, 7 minutes after the hour. David Lee Stone here. A beautiful day in the North Sea. Our first official day of broadcast. Roll those tape recorders, Mama. You know, this might be a collector's item a couple years from now. You never know about these things.
Laser 558.
Laser 558. Good morning. Oh, 500 hours in the United Kingdom. Oh, 600 hours in Central Europe. I'm Rick Harris, and we're going to play some hits for you today.
Charlie Wolf here.
You know how it is with the first time. It's always too fast, too soon. But a lot of fun! I will be back tomorrow night, psyched up and ready to rock.
Laser 558.
From the MV Communicator in International Waters, we are Laser 558. Owned by Urad SA, this is free radio with non-stop hit music practicing good programming and technical standards. We are Laser 558.
Laser 558.
Hit radio, Laser 558. Laser 558. Radio Laser.
Laser 558. You hear it everywhere you go.
Call Europe Radio. Laser 558.
If nothing else, call to wish them a happy birthday at the MMI office. I mean, they need to hear from it, too. 9 minutes past the hour, and this is Laser's first birthday. And our thank you to Peter Richard of Chesterfield for your card. Right now, one of the hit songs from the past year, Echo and the Bunnymen with 7C.
We're the Thompson Twins, and you're on Laser 558.
The station that is never more than a minute away from the hits.
Yeah! Hit Radio Laser 558.
All Europe Radio, Laser 558. Back aboard the Ross Revenge, the Caroline organization had for some time wanted a return to split programming, with a Dutch service on one frequency and English on another. To this end, test transmissions were made during the summer of 1984 on 594 kHz, later 585, and eventually settling on 576 kHz. Radio Caroline broadcast synchronized transmissions on 963 and 576 until October, when technical trouble put 576 off the air. It was in the same month that I myself joined the Caroline family. I left home with my old friend and colleague Johnny Lewis and arrived aboard the Ross Revenge after a pretty hair-raising four-hour journey across the North Sea. Apart from two generator breakdowns in my first program, life on board went pretty smoothly. By day, I would set to and paint the ship, visit our colleagues on Laser in the rubber boat, generally help out on board, which normally meant the washing up in the galley, as well as prepare my radio program. Soon enough, the clock would be round to 6:30, when we all gathered in the mess room to enjoy whatever culinary delight the cook had prepared that day. At 9 o'clock, I began my three-hour program. The ambition of a lifetime was now a reality.
I always wait when I play that record for the birds to finish tweeting before talking all over it, because I think that's brilliant. The personal top five tonight coming from Dave Sharp of Farlow Road in Putney, SW15. Kraftwerk from the Man Machine and the model number one in the Sharp's personal top five of Putney in southwest London. If you'd like a top five on Caroline, it's Caroline International. Top five, New York, 11518 in the USA. This is Strawberry Switchblade. We are now on Vierend Winter View Paddock, live vanaf de Noordzee. This is Caroline International op 319-963 kHz middenhoog. Live from the North Sea on 963 kHz, a wavelength of 319 meters. This is Caroline International. It's 10 o'clock. Dat is David Bowie op de Langspeelplaats. Let's Dance. Aan de titel van de opname heet Modern Love. 10 minuten voor 10 op de Noordzee. Goedenavond. Luister ook steeds naar Caroline International. Uitzending vanaf de Noordzee. Vanaf de MB Ross Revenge in internationale waterwegsbegeertje. 319 meter, 963 kilometer. 10 minuten voor 10. En dit is Bruce Springsteen. Caroline International is loud and clear. And playing all over Orpington, Kent, England. Now.
Radio Caroline.
Bringing back some particularly pleasant memories for me, some of my own programs on the Ross Revenge back in October 1984. Shortly after I left the North Sea, 576 kHz was brought back into service, and on the 15th of December, a Dutch program under the name Radio Monique Internationale took to the air during the day, with Caroline remaining on 576.
Aanstaande zondagmiddag, 12 uur, 319 meter middengolf, 963 kHz. Aanstaande zondagmiddag, 12 uur, 319 meter middengolf, 963 kHz. Dan gaat het gebeuren.
Nee, dat kunnen ze weer. Shocking Blue, altijd leuk om nog eens op te pakken. Long and Lonesome Route.
In 10 minuten tijd met u iets lekkers in de kamer.
Tune staat nu op single. Dit grammofoonplaatje kun je in je bezit kwijt als je 3 kroontjes uit de verpakking van Goudhaantje knipt en opstuurt naar Herman Kramer BV Joule.
Avontuurlijke vakantie? Parachute springen doe je op Texel. Bel.
First and only album station can be heard on 576 kHz, that's 519 meters, and through the night on 963.
Radio Caroline!
It was in 1985 that Caroline's neighbor on the North Sea, Laser 558, drew government attention to pirate radio by its phenomenal success. Laser's overwhelming popularity was the eventual cause of her downfall. All over Europe, radios were tuned to 558 kHz, and as a result, Caroline, the BBC, and British independent local commercial radio were losing out hand over fist. In an attempt to starve the pirates out, the Independent Broadcasting Authority instigated EuroSiege 85, whereby a vessel of the Department of Trade and Industry anchored between the Ross Revenge and the Communicator, and tried to prevent the arrival of supply tenders. Laser 558 was eventually forced off the air and into the port of Harwich on the 5th of November. With the communicator silenced and tied up in port, the authorities' work was done. The DTI vessel, the Dioptric Surveyor, returned to the mainland, but Caroline managed to survive EuroSiege and continued broadcasting. Within days of Laser's demise, Radio Caroline changed its wavelength from 576 to the far superior frequency of 558 kHz. Shortly afterwards, one laser enthusiast was heard to pose the question, what does laser now stand for? The reply was swiftly returned. LA, loving awareness, still exists round 558.
There's something for everyone at the Brighton Record Fair. Today, rare singles, music posters, fanzines, a galaxy of rock and roll memorabilia. Don't miss the Brighton Record Fair today at the Brighton Centre, Kings Road, Brighton. Doors open from 10:30 until 5. The Brighton Record Fair. It's the vinyl frontier in record fair.
In the Lotto 649 draw for the 25th of March, one lucky person became an instant millionaire. If you haven't entered Lotto 649 yet, now's the time. You could win $1 million. For details on how to play, stay right here on Caroline 558.
None of your old rubbish. It's all class on Caroline 558, 1021. Don't you think Tom Anderson's very sounding very street cred these days? He'll be wearing white socks next. Right, El Giro now. This is Moonlighting. Ah, record's finished. Jolly good. it's all right. We're just listening to a record we found in the library.
You can't play, I suppose.
No, can't really. Good.
Which side? The happy or the unhappy?
The unhappy side. Here we go. Hang on. Right button. You linger. Called Eat My Shorts, by the way. Just a quick snippet. Go on.
Eat My Shorts. Yes, shotgun polished cotton. Eat My Shorts. Everything we have is rotten.
Yeah, I think that's quite enough of that. Thank you, Ed. Very kind of you, mate. And you're going to play that in full this afternoon, aren't you?
Oh, yes,
sir. Oh, we must remember not to listen to the Dutch service, though, then.
This one's
Oh, get naked as well, yeah, all right.
The way he walks.
Right, 10:34, the weather this morning, sunny, believe it or not, 11 degrees Celsius, the expected maximum. Winds at the moment southwesterly and light. Sea is slight and visibility is good. We're trying to will the sun to come over to this side of the ship. The Dutch have had it all morning, it's our turn now. Oi, come on over here. Don't listen to a word we say, of course. You too, and with or without you.
Radio Caroline.
Radio Monique continued on 963 by day with a return to religious programming from 6 p.m. under the name Viewpoint 963.
Johann Masbach, Garnet Head Armstrong, Wings of Healing, Voice of Bethel, Faithway Baptist Hour, Jewish Voice Broadcast, Word of Faith, Albert Bonk, putting life into perspective on Viewpoint 963 from 6 till 9 tonight.
Following Viewpoint 963, an alternative to the 558 pop service of Caroline was introduced on 319 meters. This was known as Caroline Overdrive and played much progressive rock music, very reminiscent of the days of Radio Seagull from the Mi Amigo.
This is Caroline Overdrive.
Where the hell am I?
Overdrive.
Later, test transmissions were carried out on the short wave at 6215 kilohertz, eventually leading to another money spinner in the form of broadcasts from World Mission Radio. Caroline's financial situation was quickly improving. But as so often in her history, just when things began to pick up, there was always trouble lying just around the corner. Like all radio ships before her, the Ross Revenge has had her fair share of falling foul to the elements. A gale, for example, on the 6th of January 1985 lost Caroline her anchor, and it was to be quite a few days before Radio Monique and Caroline returned to the air. There have been similar occurrences since, but it was 1987 when the biggest tragedy of all took place aboard the Ross. Early one November morning, only days after the main 50-kilowatt transmitter had been retuned from 963 to 819 kilohertz to improve reception in Holland, the 300-foot transmitting mast crashed into the North Sea. It was a miracle that no one was killed, as the tower toppled sideways and overboard, as opposed to falling onto the ship itself. Shaken but otherwise undeterred, the crew went ahead to get a makeshift aerial operational for use on 558 kilohertz. This was the result.
Caroline 558 came all your favourites on this Friday afternoon, and it's really great to be back. I can tell you that, believe me. And everyone out here is very well, thanks for asking. Everyone's in good spirit, and I can say that from the bottom of my heart. 60 minutes to choose the time.
Gradually, a more efficient aerial system was erected, with a subsequent improvement in signal strength. The collapse of the aerial resulted in the disappearance of Radio Monique, the priority being to get Caroline 558 back on the air at the earliest possible moment. With 558 finally back with a reasonable signal, work continued to enable the Dutch service to return. On the 30th of May 1988, Dutch test transmissions were made on 819 kilohertz.
819. 14 uur per dag, de meeste muziek.
Welkom bij deze testuitzending die we live doen vanaf de Noordzee.
Atari heeft nu een generatie personal computers ontwikkeld. Atari maakt computers betaalbaar.
Met Texas naar Michael Jackson.
Win een toegangskaart voor het concert van Michael Jackson of haal de Texas Michael Jackson aansteker. Meer informatie vind je bij de tabakshandelaar.
Check en sigaretten.
Meer muziek in een uur.
819. The 819 aerial system, however, failed during these test transmissions, and the Dutch service was yet again abandoned. Further tests on 819 took place on the 15th and 16th of June, but these also proved unsuccessful. A few weeks later, it was announced that Caroline would make way for a new Dutch station during the day and only offer an English service at night. At 8 o'clock on the morning of the 9th of July, Radio 558, Radio 558, took to the air, with Caroline starting programs at 6:30 in the evening.
Radio 558,
what you really need is
is $1 million or more. I mean, you're the kind of person who should be rich. You've got the taste for it. Here's how to get your shot at $1 million. Pick six numbers between 1 and 49. Mail those numbers along with £15 to Bet Canada, Box 5555, Vancouver, Canada. Your numbers will be entered in 13 consecutive draws, which means 13 chances at least an enter. And get lucky.
Radio 558.
Thuis in de auto of op het land, waar je ook bent. In de caravan, op het strand, op de boot of in de stand. Zet de radio 558, vakantieradio.
The Moody Blues.
On 558 kilohertz, this is Radio Caroline, where our programs begin at 6:30. First, Johann Marsbach.
This is the hour of gospel songs and meditation by your Dutch evangelist, Johann Marsbach.
Work continued throughout the summer of 1988 on a new aerial mast, and in mid-October, both 819 and 558 kilohertz were operational. The last day of Radio 558 was Friday, the 4th of November, and at noon the following day, 819 kilohertz began carrying the Dutch program Radio 819, Radio 819 during the day, and Viewpoint 819 in the evenings. Radio Caroline then resumed 24-hour-a-day broadcasting in English on 558, still hounded by the authorities and plagued by a cruel North Sea, Radio Caroline continues on 558 to this day. Only time will tell how long the waves can be ruled and the rules waived by Caroline, Queen of the Pirates.
Loving awareness, Radio Caroline.
And so we come to the close of another day's transmissions from Radio Caroline 558. We trust you've enjoyed our programs and will rejoin us sometime tomorrow. Our programs commence at 5 o'clock.
Caroline, Queen of the Pirates. A series in 13 parts tracing the history of the world's best-known offshore radio station, Radio Caroline. The producer wishes to thank East Anglian Productions of Frinton, Essex, for their valuable assistance in the making of this program. The series is produced and presented by Dave Windsor. Just
Thank you very much indeed, Dave Windsor. Let me...